been keeping sin. Tree huggers,
tree huggers,
tree huggers,
tree huggers.
I hugged a tree today.
That was Happy Savage with a cut from their latest release entitled Tree Hugger. And I have on the phone with me Luke Painter from Happy Savage. Are you there, Luke?
Yes.
Hi. Welcome to Chaos.
Well, thank you.
I'm so glad you called in today. We're really looking forward to your concert. I enjoyed that song very much, and I really noticed the environmental influence. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the concert that you're going to be doing here on Saturday?
Well, the concert is sponsored by the Environmental Resource Center. They're at Evergreen, and it's really intended to draw attention and publicize and raise a little money to help the people who were involved in this protest back in October, in which 16 people were arrested and one person was seriously injured. And also just to draw attention to the fact that logging is going on in sensitive areas under the guise of improving the forest health and things like that. And Happy Savage will be playing. And I just want to mention the event actually starts at 7.
Oh, okay.
And then there's going to be a slideshow, and then we're going to be after that.
So there's a lot of, if I understand right, there's a lot of different facets to this presentation that's going to take place on Saturday night, and it's more than just a concert. Can you tell me a little bit about the other multimedia stuff going on?
Yes. There's going to be a slideshow presented by the Cascadia Forest Alliance, and that will be along with discussion to give information about the happenings in the forest and with the protesters. Then after that, there's going to be another musical act, and I actually have not been told who that is. It's a local band there. And then Happy Savage will be going on.
And you guys are from the Seattle area, is that right?
That's right. We're from Seattle, and we've played around the Northwest. And we've been playing around the Seattle area for about 6 years. That cut that you played there is from our studio CD, Tree Hugger. And we also have a couple of live recordings out.
All right.
Live, we tend to jam more than that. You know, that was the studio cut, short and to the point.
Right.
In live, we're more of a jam band. We tend to stretch out and play a lot of funky grooves and some Latin grooves and reggae and things like that.
Excellent. Yeah, we're all about the jam band here at Evergreen. I noticed, and the song is not on the CD, but when I went to your website, I noticed that you had a song that came to you in a dream, or that was influenced by a dream, and I just thought that was really fascinating. Do you notice that a lot of your music comes from kind of the beyond or the other realm?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, because that kind of gets at the artistic muse, as it's sometimes called. Where does it come from? And when I write a song, usually I am trying to tie into the spiritual realm, I'll call it. And I have had a couple of dreams, a couple of songs that have come to me in dreams that have actually resulted then in songs that the band is playing. Usually when I wake up from the dream, I don't remember the whole thing, but I'll carry a piece of it with me, and then I'll get my guitar immediately and I'll start fooling around with it and be able to get something out of there that'll form the basis of a new song.
Excellent. I noticed another thing is, just reading through the lyrics, is that your music has such a positive twist, which is really unusual these days, and I appreciate that a lot, and also the awareness that it brings up with the environmental issues and things like that. I think that's great.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and as I was telling you earlier, I write songs about environmental concerns because that just happens to be what I'm thinking about and the things that are on my mind. But I also like to write about the positive side of being a person that believes in good things and wants to find common ground with other people. And I like to call it peace, love, and trees is the things that I tend to write my songs about. You know, not to be preachy or anything, but just to kind of get around and groove on the things that we all know are really fundamentally important.
Excellent. Are you the main songwriter for the band?
I am the main songwriter for the band. Some of the songs have been collaborations, and we've occasionally had other songs written by other members, but I write almost all of them.
All right, and your band is 6 people, is that correct?
That's right, 6 people. Sometimes we even have 7 if we add an extra singer, or sometimes we've had 2 drummers. And normally we play as a 6-piece, and that's how we'll
Excellent.
Be on this Saturday.
So all 6 of you will be here at Evergreen State College on Saturday night, Happy Savage, playing a concert as a benefit for the college environmental
the environmental resource center.
There we go.
That's right. The benefit is actually for the actual money part of the benefit is for the medical expenses of Trey Arrow, who was injured, and also expenses of the people who were arrested. And then the other point of the event is to raise awareness and spread information about what's going on in the forest.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be a really neat event, a really neat all-encompassing presentation, and that's right here in our very own little Olympia right here at Evergreen State College. Thank you so much, Luke, for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, could I just mention, if people want to know more about Happy Savage, they can go to www.happysavage.com, and I've also got a link there on our schedules page to the Cascadia Forest Alliance where they can get more information about this.
Oh, excellent. And will you guys have CDs available for sale at the show?
We will have CDs available for
sale,
yes.
Great. I want to play another cut off of your CD in closing. Do you have a recommendation?
How about Beautiful World?
Excellent. That's the one I had queued up. You must have read my mind. Okay, thank you so much, Luke.
And, thank you very much.
We will look forward to seeing you. That is Happy Savage, and join us here at Evergreen on Saturday, February 23rd at 7 p.m. as a benefit for the College Environmental Center.
I wanna live in a beautiful world where sunlight flashes through living trees, branches swaying in a gentle breeze. I wanna live in a beautiful world. I wanna live in a beautiful world. I wanna live in a living world where water flows in dancing streams. More than a forgotten dream. I wanna live in a beautiful world. I wanna live in a beautiful world. God knows where we're going. God knows what we're coming to. I would try to help you, but I'm in as deep as you. Gonna have to pay. Somebody's gonna have to pay. Sharing everything they need.
Happy Savage and Beautiful World. And again, those folks will be playing here at Evergreen on Saturday, February 23rd. So come out to that show. It's going to be on the first floor of the library, and it should be a really fun time.